This is a podcast from Real Life Sango in Clarksville, Tennessee. Thank you for being a part of our online community. We would love for you to join us on Sunday mornings at 8:30 or 10 a.m. at the City Forum. In the meantime, if you would like to share a prayer request, make a financial contribution, or take any step at Real Life, you can text Keep It Real with no spaces to 97000. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, good morning to you. And all right, if you're worshiping with us on YouTube, I see there's about eight of you. Go ahead and comment. Let us know who's there. Got my coffee. Let us know you're worshiping this morning. So glad you are with us. Happy Sunday to you. Coming to you 10 a.m. from my kitchen here on Longwood Lane. Welcome to you, Angela. I see you. Thank you for worshiping with us this morning. All right, so gather the family around, run and grab a Bible, and leave a comment in the comments on Facebook or YouTube to let us know that you're worshiping with us this morning. Good morning. I'm so glad you are here. So go ahead and let us know you're there. All right, fantastic. All right, Kayla Coleman's back for the second service and invited her mom to join us. I love it. The Waldrons are there. I see you, Kimberly. Thank you for chiming in, letting us know you're there. Who else is here this morning? I see you, Keisha. All right. So good to see the Fortsons on here this morning. Who else is worshiping with us? Let us know you're there. Let's connect on this snowy, icy day. And we're not going to be on here real long, but I'm going to give you today one verse, one question to ask. Yourself, or if you're worshiping with others, to ask your family. I see you, Rachel. What's up? Love it. Dialing in from New York City. Hey, what's the weather like there this morning in New York? I see you, Dalton. Good to see you. I see you, Jen and Tammy and the Turners. Awesome. So glad to have so many of you jumping on here. So this morning, I'm going to give you one verse. I'm going to give you one question to ask, and I'm going to give you one prayer to pray, and then I'm going to give you one resource to listen to. As we're getting on, all right, the Johnsons are on. So glad you're on this morning. I see you, Maggie. Awesome. So many folks. The Three Musketeers Bell family is with us. Glad you guys are here. Well, happy Lord's Day to you. We're not going to be on real long this morning, but I do want to give folks just another couple of minutes to dial in. Go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Psalm 34. Psalm chapter 34, the book of Psalms is right in the middle of your Bible. So Psalm 34, go ahead and find your way there. If you're just jumping on with us, cold but no snow, gotcha. All right, stay warm up there. If you're just jumping on with us, go ahead and leave us a comment. Let us know you're worshiping with us. I see you, Cherry family. So glad you guys are here. Good morning and happy Lord's Day to everybody. We're finding our way to Psalm 34. Hey, and let me just start off by just saying this. It is so hard for me to cancel in-person worship services at church. And here's a couple of reasons why. One, I'm a pretty big risk taker, so I don't mind taking risks. And I actually love getting out and driving in the snow. And as most of you know, I lived in New York City for 5 years, and we never canceled church in New York. It didn't matter how much snow you got. So it's very difficult to cancel in-person worship services for me. But as we were monitoring the weather, we were seeing freezing temperatures right around 5 a.m. And so at 5 a.m., we have 136 volunteers that help to make sure Sundays flow smoothly. And right about 5 a.m., there's probably about 10 to 12 volunteers that are making their way to church. And so with it being dark and the prospect of ice, it just seemed like this was the wisest move. And got up this morning, checked ClarksvilleNow.com, and there was actually a car that slid off of the bridge into the Red River at 2 a.m. this morning. So I'm glad, church family, that you're safe. And I hate that we're not together in person, but I'm glad that we're jumping on here online. Courtney Bourne, I see you. Hannah Davis, thanks for joining us. Amy Flores back again. The connection wasn't good. Hopefully you've got a good connection. The Stats family is with us. Good to see you guys. If you're on Facebook and it's not working, pivot over to YouTube, vice versa. Find the best connection that you can worship with us. We're turning to Psalm 34. A couple of other quick things. One of the other reasons that we decided to pivot to online today is we had 59 people signed up to go through the path. The path is where you dig deeper and get connected at Real Life. We had 59 people signed up. And we knew that if we went ahead and had in-person services, half of those people would come and we would be scurrying around over the next couple of weeks trying to get folks to sign up for the February one. But what we're able to do now is just move the path back 1 week. So if you were signed up for the path, then you can just simply show up next week, and week one will start when week two is going to. It's a two-week experience for you to get connected. If you're not yet signed up for the path and you've never been to the path, a link will be showing up there in the comments. Good morning, Kimberly. Good to see you. A link will be showing up there in the comments where you can register for the path. And good morning, Betty McCracken. So glad you are on worshiping with us as well. Those of you that are just jumping on, let us know you're here. And Psalm 34, we're going to look at one verse, one question to discuss, and then one prayer to pray. And then I'm going to give you one resource to listen to. All right. So if you have found your way to Psalm 34, would you leave a comment and just say, I'm there, got it, let's go. Leave a comment, something like that. And as I see those comments coming in, we'll dig in this morning. The Rawson family is joining us. So good to see you guys. All right. Psalm 34. Let's take a look at this one. What's up, Field? I see you. All right. Good morning, Joe and Brenda. Psalm 34. We're going to look at one verse. Let's pray, and then we'll read that verse. Father, we pray in Jesus' name and by your Spirit today that you would speak to us personally through this verse, through your sacred scriptures. Lord, through your revelation of yourself to us, that you would speak to our hearts this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. I'm going to read it again. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. If you've been tracking with us, you know we're in a sermon series called Delighting in God. And the singular goal of every sermon in this sermon series is to get you and me to move into this rhythm of daily, deeply delighting in God. And simply, all that that means is that we're opening up the Bible, we're bowing our heart in prayer, and we're enjoying time with God. Every day, that's our goal, is to daily delight in God. Not because we ought to and not because we should, but because we get to and because we want to. And here, what we see, if you're taking notes this morning, what we see is that delighting in God is invitational. It's invitational. The psalmist here is writing, and we can learn so much about God in the Psalms. The Psalms is kind of like a tutor book, an instruction book on how to worship God, and it helps us to know the character of God. And here the psalmist is saying that his experience with God is so good that he wants others to experience it. It's invitational. He's saying, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's saying, come. So my dad, whenever we're eating a good meal, whenever he tastes something that's really, really good, he always wants everybody around the table to taste what he's tasting. So maybe you've experienced this with other people. Maybe you do this. But whenever he's eating a good steak, if it's really, really good, he always cuts a piece off and then he holds it over for you to enjoy. It's whether you want it or not, he's like, you got to taste this. You got to taste this. You got to taste this. It's an invitation to experience what he's experiencing. It's an invitation to taste. And that's what the psalmist is saying. The psalmist is saying, I've encountered God. I've experienced God's presence, and I want you to taste. I want you to get a taste of the goodness of God. You see, that's the invitation that God extends to you and to me every day, is to open up his word, to bow in prayer, and to enjoy his presence, to delight in God. So church, I'm praying for you in 2022. I'm praying for you that something will shift in you. Something will change in you. Your appetite for God's presence would grow. Your hunger to know God would grow. Your thirst for his presence would grow. And you would begin to daily, deeply delight in him. So we see that delighting in God is invitational, but it's not just invitational. It's experiential. This verse says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." So there's something about tasting that gives us sight. There's an experience here that the psalmist is inviting us into. In other words, this is not just an intellectual acknowledgement. That's not what following Jesus is about. That's not what being a Christian is about. It's not about just checking off a box, a belief box. But being a Christian is someone that gets to enjoy the presence of God anytime, anywhere, any day. And what we're aiming at is for every day. So delighting in God is both invitational and experiential. So here's the question that I want you to ask. If you're worshiping alone this morning, you ask yourself. That was Psalm 34, verse 8. Psalm 34, verse 8. Here's the question that I want you to ask yourself if you're worshiping alone. And if you're worshiping as a family this morning, here's the question that I want you to ask as a family. Ask each other. When is the last time that you personally experienced the presence of God in a special way? Now, the Bible teaches us that God is omnipresent, that God's everywhere. Everywhere we go, God is there. But the Bible also teaches that God is pleased to manifest his presence, to make his presence known in a special way. So the question that I want you to ask as a family this morning, to go around and to ask, when's the last time you experienced the presence of God in a special way? That's the one question. The one verse is Psalm chapter 34, verse 8. The one question is, when's the last time you experienced the presence of God in a special way? And here's the one prayer. Capture this. Write this down. Punch it into your phone. The one prayer that I want to invite you to pray together when we get off of here, to huddle up and pray together, is, God, give us a passion for you like you have for us. God, give us a passion for you, a passion for your presence, a passion to know you. God, give us a passion for you like you have for us. One prayer to pray. And then finally, I don't know if you've been tracking with us at Real Life or not, but we have a podcast, and we usually record the podcast on Monday morning. The sermons are pushed out on the podcast on Sunday, but then typically on Monday morning, one of our elders and myself will jump on the podcast and we'll just talk about the day. We'll talk about Sunday, we'll talk about the sermon, and we often interview someone else. So this past week, we interviewed Jason Turner, and I engaged in an extended conversation about how joy and happiness are more similar than they are different. Last Sunday in the sermon, I stirred the pot just a little bit by saying that joy and happiness are similar. They're essentially the same thing. They're not different. And Christian leaders all over the place for years have been teaching that joy and happiness are different. They're separate. They're different things. So I'm going to leave a link in the comments for you to listen to the podcast from this past week, either on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or right from our website. So there's some links popping up there in the comments. And then we're going to shoot out a quick little email when we get off of here that'll have all those links where you can listen to the podcast. So that's what we've got for today. One verse, Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. One question. When is the last time you personally experience the presence of God in a special way? One prayer to pray. God, give us a passion for you like you have for us. And one resource to listen to. And that resource that I want you to listen to is the podcast from this past week. And who knows, maybe you'll become a regular podcast listener. We usually push out some really fun conversations and some strengthening conversations that stir you up in your relationship with the Lord. So it's so good to see Cindy Bruton on here, the Graces, my parents, so good to see you guys worshiping with us. Church family, love you. Praying for you. Stay safe. Keep it real. Keep it Jesus. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. We trust that God is stirring something fresh in your heart today.
We hope to see you on a Sunday very soon. Keep it real, keep it Jesus.